kick off hour number two of the program. It's Three and Out live from the White Claw Hard Seltzer Studios of Fan Run Radio. If you want to weigh in any portion during the show, give us a shout on the G3 Help Me Hotlines. 865-546-8200 is the number. Just go to G3HelpMe.com. If you've been injured or know someone that has, hit them up right there.
Free consultation available.
G3HelpMe.com is the website. If your loved one has been injured in an accident, call the Knoxville-based law offices of G. Turner Howard III. God, he's got such a cool name.
He's a cool dude.
G. Turner Howard III. That's G3HelpMe.com or call them at 865-558-8030. 865-558-8030. Serving all of East Tennessee with over 20 years of experience, let the G3 team get you the money you deserve. That's G3HelpMe.com. Proud sponsors of our phone lines here this football season at Fan Run Radio.
Have you seen South Carolina's new giant rooster statue?
No, I missed this.
I saw it.
It doesn't have spurs.
No spurs?
No spurs. It's just a chicken.
Did we cancel spurs?
No, it's just a big chicken. They really messed that up.
Is he still named Big Spur?
I don't have any spurs, so no, he's just Big Chicken.
Big Chicken.
Love that chicken. Love that. What's the name? You remember? Love that choky chicken. What's it?
What are you talking about?
I have back.
Seinfeld.
It's in the back of my mind. But I don't remember.
There were so many. There was Kenny Rogers Roasters.
Well, and then there's the Bad Chicken.
Bad Chicken. No, that was that one.
That is the same one.
That
okay.
was, yeah.
I wasn't sure.
But I want to know when. It's when George pretends to be a tourist, and he says he works at so-and-so chicken.
Mm.
And so then Steinbrenner gets it in Yankee Stadium because he loves that chicken.
Mm. Yeah. So they have a new rooster statue?
Yeah. It's big and bronze.
Okay. You know where it is?
I'm looking right out in front of the stadium, I think.
No. Did they finally take Steve Spurrier off the back of their stadium? Now he's
Why would they do that?
For a few years. Well, they had this mass. You remember how JG's thing
Tyler
was?
Chicken. That was it. Tyler Chicken.
Mm.
Love that chicken.
Holy moly, this thing is humongous.
Yeah, it weighs
I'm
a ton.
Seeing like three pieces on the flatbed. I need a picture of it though up like we're on the stadium.
It's there. Just keep looking.
All right.
Big giant chicken.
Hmm. Did you hear what uniforms they were gonna wear?
All black.
All black.
Terrifying. We gonna go orange britches, you think?
That's my best
guess. I hope we do.
Although
I don't know, Stormtrooper's not bad. I just like the orange britches. It pops on the away games, especially when South Carolina's gonna be wearing all black.
If it's all black versus all white, though, that'll look good.
Looks okay.
Looks okay?
Yeah. This looks kind of boring. The orange makes it not boring.
Hmm.
Maybe that's just me. I just like the orange pants. Especially this year because I got the stripes on. Big deal.
Big stripe guy orange.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Hmm.
Well,
Big hen.
No spurs.
I wonder how much that thing weighs.
Cancel the spurs. I still can't find a picture on the stadium.
It's right there.
Keeps taking me right back.
Right out in front.
Oh, okay. That's on the side, I think.
Well,
whatever. But yeah, I see what you're saying.
They're saying it's right next to the stadium.
Hmm.
Is that a playground around it? Looks like mulch.
They've done a lot of stuff around the stadium. I haven't been there in a long time.
Nah.
I mean, South Carolina is this weird combination of good fans but terrible program. I mean, like, historically bad program. I mean, I feel like they didn't win a bowl game until, like, the late 80s, early 90s. Mm. Like, never had won a bowl game. Think about that. Never had won.
Probably didn't make a lot.
Yeah.
Didn't probably have a lot of opportunities.
It's just very weird. you know, I mean, there's no NFL team in the state. I mean, they kind of sort of claim the Panthers.
Our state. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Naturally.
Because the Panthers do, they try and do training camp there in South Carolina, and then, of course, they play in Charlotte.
That statue costs $1 million.
Really? Who's, man. Remember Spurrier said no one had ever donated $1 million except for the...
Williams Bryce.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that might, I think that's two families. I think it's Williams slash dash Bryce.
Hmm.
But I could be wrong on that, too. I don't know. Never really dove into it that much.
Thought you said they had a great fan base.
No, I mean, I don't know if I call it great. It's a loyal fan base. They'll still show up when the football's awful. I don't know if that makes it good, though. That just means you're, you know,
and
caught for life or something. I don't know.
You got to know your role.
I guess.
Lovable loser type thing.
Yeah, there's definitely that dynamic.
I guess when you've never been really good, it's easy to kind of just, they're still our team. It's when you're really good and then you get really bad and you keep showing up, that's when I have an issue.
I mean, when they were historically bad, I mean, if you were in Tennessee was good, like if you went down there, I mean, they would treat you like
gold.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, man, they just welcome you in. Like, who, like, that? They didn't care. I mean, they knew they were going to lose.
Hey, guys.
Let's have a good time. You know, they got the cockaboos.
Thanks for coming in and beating our ass.
Tailgating row.
Have a good time. I think Columbia's underrated as far as, game environment. Maybe it's just me.
That's gotten better, apparently. I haven't been since it was just kind of a, you have the stadium and then you just have like dirt.
That's what it looked like last time I was there.
Yeah, just and a Bojangles temporary. It's like, can we get any food around here? There's that big Bojangles trailer. You can go get some chicken and biscuits.
Eating the mascot.
That's it. Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. Uh-huh.
That's
big,
that's
chicken something. Place there.
Well, that chicken.
Mm-hmm.
Did you see that Dee Beckwith hurt his ankle, won't travel to South Carolina?
Yes.
I don't know how much he was going to play anyway, but...
Did you see Austin Pope's out for the year?
I did see that. Likely out for the year. Tight end getting thinner and thinner by the minute. Mm-hmm. Sure, it would be nice to have an extra tackle you could throw out there on big wide run sets. Looking at you, Greg. Looking at you. Mm. Jeremy Pruitt said that Joe Ozovet's going to be in the press box this season.
Is that?
I think last year it was like Niedermeyer, Chaney, and T. Martin. And apparently now Ozovet's going to be up there.
Right, is somebody going down or are we just adding him up?
I think we might just be adding him up.
Okay.
Because he's coaching tight ends now. Since we don't have any, I think they're going to use him as the offensive eye in the sky.
Yeah, so he can say, hey, this should be there. This wasn't there. Yada, yada. Makes sense.
JG going to get any better at the RPO game? Can't get much worse.
My big thing is...
I don't
think
they run it with him much.
Well, they didn't last year, but that's a big part of the offense.
Are they going to try is my big first question.
Yeah, is he better enough this year to where they can actually do that with him in the game?
That's Ozovet's specialty, right?
RPO. Mm-hmm, yeah, he's RPO Joe.
I think they'll give it a shot. I think we'll find out very quickly whether they will continue giving it a shot. But
South Carolina didn't win a bowl game until 1994. They were 0-8.
It's the year I was born.
To start.
Congrats to you for being born.
You said 94, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Callum reminds me that T moved to the field after the Georgia game last year.
Yeah.
Help with the rotation at receiver.
Right, right.
Is that going to be a thing? Like, we're going to play a ton of receivers trying to figure out who the pecking order is, or do we think kind of the veterans, do we think it's going to be Keaton and Palmer and who am I forgetting?
Tillman?
No,
or Johnson. Brandon Johnson?
He was too deep. Johnson, yeah. Or do you think it's just going to be mainly those three? And
no, I think it'll be mainly those three, and then you'll probably rotate, you know, one of the young guys in every now and then, see if they can get anything going.
Do you think they go with the tight end set that often? I mean,
not now.
You look at it, and it's pretty. I mean, Princeton Font, like I view him more as a receiver than I do a tight end.
Well,
they got
he's
him listed as your starting tight end.
I think he came in as a receiver, but he's pretty big now. Much bigger than.
He's my backup tight end in fantasy, so hopefully they can get him the ball.
So there you go. There you go.
Mm. Hmm. Now we have that going for us all year, aren't we?
Mm-hmm.
We have these weird takes. It's going to be because it impacts our fantasy league that no one cares about. except for us.
No one cares about it.
Yep.
I mean, nobody.
Too bad. It's our show.
That's rude.
Nah. We do more for the fans than anyone else in this town. We definitely don't make up fake stories to try and get a little street cred that we took from a Georgia fan site or something.
Where do you get that? No, it's a source, he said. A source.
What if they told? What if they made up that whole story just to make him look bad?
Wouldn't surprise me.
Yeah.
People were coming at us on the Vol for Life yesterday because Tanner put my article up of JG for Heisman, and I chose a picture of Matt Sims as the featured image, which I addressed in the first sentence. But
they didn't read it though. They just this isn't JG.
It's a
this
great
is a white guy. Like, I mean, come on, what?
It's a great social experiment to actually just basically do my normal writing, but then just put a different picture up just to see what people click on. But I somehow tie it in.
Okay. Oh, I see. It's. Well, he's got the same number, and it's like a. It's not like a. It's a picture from that has like four offensive linemen, a defender in it too, so it's kind of from sort of far away, I guess. That's great.
Princeton Fant last year, Davey, 2 catches, 19 yards. He did have one against South Carolina. He's got.
You gonna start him?
No, I got Eric Gilbert.
Mm. Oof, risky. Don't know anything about the LSU offense.
Yeah.
Could be a tight end centric offense, though, since they lost all their receivers. Interesting. Yeah, what do they do? They go Princeton end? Fan at like H-back and run downs? Do you bring in another tackle?
I used to play 3 receivers the whole time.
I don't feel like the SEC utilizes that many tight ends in general.
Just go 11.
No, there's always usually 1 or 2 really good ones, and then just kind of guys.
Even Pitts, like, I know he's considered one of the best in the league, but he didn't get, like, a ton of, like, targets whenever, I mean, you look at it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, like, compared to top receivers. Like, it's just, there's usually a very big discrepancy there.
I'm just going 11 all the time. 1 back, 1 tight end.
That's our question, though. We don't really have a tight end right now.
Well, if it's like, if it's Jacob Warren, is it Jacob Warren? Like, just play him as a big receiver.
Font, Brown, and Warren.
I mean, that Jacob Warren's thing, like, he's just not going to be a good blocker because he's too thin.
I don't know. Play him as a big receiver. Pitts had 54 catches last year. He led the team.
Yeah, I mean, that's a lot for college.
He was 2nd in yards, only by 8 yards, though. Van Jefferson led the Gators last year. 5 touchdowns, long of 32. I think that was against us. Pretty sure it was.
Is that the one where we didn't cover anybody?
You have to be more specific. We had a lot of those in that game.
Good point.
But, I mean, we're not going to play a fullback, right? Or an H-back?
I don't even know who we would.
I don't think we I really don't think there's a fullback on the roster. I think this is an H-back thing.
Okay, so, I mean, you're not going to go 4 wide and a running back all the time, are you?
You shouldn't.
I'm with you.
I'd leave somebody in.
Let's just play an extra offensive lineman. Just put Carvin and Wright out there.
Okay with that.
Play Caron Calvert.
Every play.
Yeah.
71 is lined up as eligible.
In college, you only have to report. You just have to line up.
You do
up
it
right.
Enough, you could sneak him down the field for a cheap first down.
You just have to line up correctly. If he's lined up as eligible, he's eligible. You don't have to do the
declare
NFL
and all that
thing. The numbers don't matter. It's nice. That's why the numbers have to be the way they are in the NFL. Like, if you have to have an eligible number to just be eligible. And when they have those ineligible numbers, that's why they have to, you know, rub their chest to show everybody that they announce it. And it's a whole thing.
Mm. Billy wants us to put Elijah Simmons in at the H-back tight end position.
Did they not try that once or twice last year where he was a lead blocker?
I don't think it was Simmons. No. But they tried somebody, didn't they?
I thought it was.
Was it Middleton, maybe?
I don't remember. Maybe. But he's not practicing, so. All right, we'll come back, get to your phone call. Stick with us.
Oh, you know, you're
straight
not there.
To the G3. Help me out.
He tweeted out yesterday. He's all about that orange.
Welcome back to 3 and Out. Nate Hodges, Houston Crest, Davey Hudson with you. We take you through game week right here on Fan Run Radio. Taking your phone calls on the G3 Help Me Hotlines at 865-546-8200. Up first is Jay. What's up, Jay? You're on 3 and Out.
What up, Nate?
How's it going?
Davey.
Morning.
Guys, I couldn't help but call in when you are talking about South Carolina's quote-unquote loyal
fan base. This is not Jay. This is Jamie.
Davey told us it was Jay.
This is Jamie. I know those pipes.
Davey, you said Jamie when you called, or when I called, didn't you?
Yeah, I did.
He told us during the break it was Jay.
Yeah, he doesn't listen much.
I was trying to get to the bathroom.
Sorry, Jamie.
I hear you, brother. Yeah, I couldn't help but notice when you were talking about the Carolina fan base being the lovable losers because they show up from terrible football. It kind of hit me in the stomach. I guess that's what we do.
Mm-hmm. It is now. Well, not really. I mean, Tennessee hasn't sold out a game since when? Like 6 years?
I don't know. Georgia 17, was that a sellout? 41-0?
No, it wasn't a sellout.
Not even close.
Is that true? We haven't sold out a game in...
Oh, in forever. We didn't sell out Florida when last time they were here. They thought they were going to, and they didn't.
No sellout in 2017, so going back to 2016.
You sure that UMass game wasn't a sellout?
Golly. You mean that UMass game where they almost upset us on our home field?
That's the one.
Mm. Well, I guess when you have poor leadership, you know, these things
tend to happen. Yeah.
It might have been Oklahoma 2015.
I thought Florida 2016.
That had to be. I know a lot of people left at halftime, but I think the game itself was a sellout.
Maybe. So, yeah, that's 4 years ago.
Well, I mean, they've made it tough to associate yourself with this program the last few years. But
Houston didn't get tickets. Mm. He's a season ticket holder. He didn't get tickets. And now they're selling tickets, single game. How does that – he paid for them. They didn't give him tickets. They said you can put your name on a wall or get your money back. Thank God Houston's not a sheep and took his money back.
I thought about it.
But now they're selling tickets that he could have had, and he already had sent his money in. Like, it would have been the same. I don't understand that. Unless they tried to get him to give up his money, and then they wanted to resell it. Isn't that shameful?
I mean, that coupled with the dragging of your feet, you know, getting in the Cade Mays transfer information, it's, you know, everything points to we're still under poor leadership over there.
I think that's a ticket office decision.
I'm not going to say nice things about the ticket office, so I'm just going to sit this one out.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they really screwed Davey over. He didn't get to see the Georgia State game last year.
Yeah.
2 years.
Poor guy.
That was last year.
Poor guy.
Yeah, that was last year.
2020.
Guys, on the way out, let me ask you this, without naming any names. I kept hearing the name of a former mediocre quarterback show that he said something that might have stepped into something. Can y'all help me out? I didn't hear what that was related to.
He tweeted. Okay. So Cade Mays, obviously, you know, was up in the air. Greg Sankey goes on that other radio station in, I don't know where,
probably
Alabama
Birmingham,
or something.
Yeah.
And said that the rule's the rule. So then there was kind of a rumor theme that started going around that the Cade Mays family, it was kind of like a, I wonder if the Mays family will release more information publicly about how they were treated at Georgia to put more pressure on the SEC to go ahead and grant the transfer to keep more information from coming out that would make Georgia look awful. So that was kind of a rumor theme is what I'll call it going around. So then Eric Ainge tweeted that when you have your wisdom teeth taken out as a college football player, you normally don't practice because obviously the risk of getting dry socket, all that stuff. So he tweeted, when you're a college football player, you normally don't practice when you get your wisdom teeth out, but a particular player was called the P word and told, why don't you practice, you know, in a situation there. And then I think he even hashtagged it free Cade Mays. So it was very obvious it was about Cade Mays getting called the P word at Georgia. And everybody's like, whoa, man, Ainge's going to bat. He's like leaking out the inside information that, you know, why another reason why Cade Mays wanted to get away from Georgia. Well, then Cade Mays tweeted that was inaccurate, that never happened, that he was never verbally you know, abused essentially at Georgia. So then Eric Ainge had to reply back and say, I've discussed this with Cade, and we know that I got my information from Georgia, not Tennessee. And the reason Ainge has to say that is because he wants to make sure Tennessee doesn't get more mad at him than they already were. Because, I mean, that's really going to piss off the Tennessee leadership.
Yeah, I mean, they're trying to massage and get him eligible.
And then Angel's like, I can't believe people would make stuff up. And it's like, buddy, you're the one that just made something up. So it was a really bad look for the flagship station of Tennessee football. And when you market yourself that way and then you put out completely false information, I mean, I don't even know what to do with that, especially when you're a former player. I mean, it's just laughably awful look.
We do our research. Have you done your research?
And just a terrible look for a station that hasn't had many good ones recently.
Well, the flagship station is the one that, you know, keeps him on the air. He's horrible. I mean, thank God for Fan Run. He's awful. And I think they still employ him on the coach's show to do his little draw board X's and O's, but. Well, guys, thanks for the update and the info. I'll get out of the way, man. Thank you, guys.
Thanks for the call, Jamie.
I apologize.
At least listen to the callers.
I did. It was well. I listened to Jamie. I got the first letter right.
First, really syllable.
Yeah,
first J
letters.
That was just on me.
Maybe all three of the first letters, depending on how you spell it.
He doesn't spell it that way.
I was in a hurry to get to the bathroom. So, complete lapse in judgment. That was on me.
I swear he said Jay twice.
I take full responsibility.
He did.
Yeah. But Jamie was right. I did call him Jamie when I was talking to him on the phone. So.
Okay. Sure. Yeah, surely we sold out. Surely Alabama was sold out in 2016, right?
Probably, yeah.
Because you were still 5-1.
That game was bad.
That was bad.
You might not have sold out after you lost to South Carolina.
I'm going to say no. Probably did not.
Like the Kentucky game, maybe? I don't know if that probably wasn't
a sellout. It wasn't a sellout. Alabama was your last opportunity.
Last one would have been 49-10 loss, 3:30 CBS game.
I was in the stadium for every game that year. It was after Alabama.
Oh, yeah, so you can personally attest?
Yeah.
Huh. Well, we won't get a sellout this year, so maybe next
That's
year.
Astute.
Yeah.
Thank you. I mean, we could sell out the allotment.
Yeah, we could.
I guess that's possible.
I'm actually shocked that you can get tickets for kind of normal pricing.
I'm surprised they haven't offered you virtual tickets yet, and they charge you like $5, and then you just really just pay the university $5 and get nothing for it. It's just them taking your money.
Well, they're going to do – did you see that they're going to do some behind-the-scenes thing that they charge you for now?
No.
There's some
what
new,
do you mean?
New, there's some new video thing that they're going to try and – it's. I don't know if it's like going to be like Hard Knocks, like what we've said they should do for a long time.
Oh, yeah. I'd pay for that.
If it's good, I would pay for it. A lot of people have been complaining, though. The practice highlights,
they're
putting out. Or just
it's the tight shot.
People stretching.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Like really
and
tired
like
watching
a guy running in a drill.
Yeah. Jeremy Pruitt walking around, stalking.
Stalking the sidelines.
Which would be fine if it was a lead-up in like an hour-long or 30-minute show, but when it's a
some guys were mic'd. Yeah, yeah. Oh, if, that's what
really
it feels. It feels
it.
Like an intro.
Mm-hmm.
Just kind of how they shoot. It's like, oh, man, he's really getting into the practice.
Look
it's
at how focused
like,
he is.
It's like we got some really hardcore music in the background. Like, oh,
okay,
man.
Now slow-mo, him walking.
Oh, he just shouted something. I wonder what it was.
Ooh, a slow-mo catch from point-blank range. That's the one. Yeah, it is what it is. Don't want Muschamp to see anything that might give him an edge. Got to be careful.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. We'll come back.
It is what it is.
Stick with us right here. It's hour two. Rolls on. Give us a shout if you want to on the G3 Help Me Hotlines. Stick with us right here on Fan Run Radio.
Everything came out okay there, Davey. About that, the thing y'all were just talking about, it looks like the first games they're giving away for free.
Okay.
Oh, they're going to suck you in.
And then the rest of it, I guess, $40 for the season. So you at least get a teaser on it.
It's like crack.
So I actually had a question about the season tickets. So who has tickets? Is it you? You, Houston, or?
Yeah.
Okay. Are you grandfathered in?
Yes.
That's what it is. Did you, but you got the email.
Yep.
Yeah. So here's the, because I called about this. I'm a donor. I'm not grandfathered, and I have paid every year or whatnot, but I did the same thing you did. I just want the money back. you know, time value of money.
Right. I didn't want to loan him money for a year and roll it over.
Exactly. And so it was unbelievably hard to get clarification about this because just if you called the VASF or the ball fund or whatever and asked, they didn't really understand. But essentially, people like yourself that basically aren't making a donation, but they're just paying face value for the tickets, you're probably super low on the actual rank.
Oh,
I'm
yeah.
assuming.
Yeah.
And so what they were doing is they were giving the opportunity for grandfathered in people to, you know, now, I don't know if they actually, you know, the donors like myself, if enough of them just said, you know, now we're going to pass, you know, I'm in U20, but they offered me Y38, and I was like, yeah, we'll see if, no, I doubt it. I'm not going to do it.
Mm-hmm.
But it was just for, you know, grandfathered in. In fact, I had somebody forward me the email and just clicked on the link or whatever, but you had to have a, you know, an offer or whatever in your account in order to
right,
do that.
Right.
So it was specifically for, you know, people to actually, you know, because it has nothing to do with, you know, the rank system has nothing to do with, you know, how many years you bought season tickets or I guess, you know, it's just about the donation amount. It's not about the face value of the tickets.
Right.
You know, so anyways, that's why, you know, some people were able to just buy as many, you know, the whole season, essentially. It was just kind of a, I don't know. My TV guy said it's not perfect, but we wanted to give those people who have probably been, you know, giving tickets for 4,000 years or buying tickets because their grandfather played for General Neal and whatever, you know, the ability to actually, you know, get their season ticket because they probably didn't qualify the first time.
Right. Well,
why didn't they just do that the first time, though, after all the other ones are done? That's what I don't understand. That's stupid. Like,
well, because I don't know how, you know, like, I don't know how far down the rank it went. I heard the original cutoff was around 3,500 rank. There's 11,000, 11,000 or 12,000 season ticket holders.
Accounts, yeah.
And so I imagine that maybe they did. I don't know the specific thing, but you would have to go through quite a few. You know, I don't know. I'm not sure about the answer to that. But what I was told, you know, when I, you know, somebody, the rep told me, essentially, we wanted to give people that were all this donor, non-donor, all this talk. I said, so what you're talking about is people that are grandfathered in that probably have never, don't give $5,000 a year and then pay the face. And he said, that is correct. That's really, you know, the clarification I got, so, for what it's worth.
Hmm. But are they allowing people that do rank highly to buy more tickets?
No.
No? It was set at 8, right? 8 was the limit?
4.
Okay, 4.
I have 4 seasons, and now 4 was what I could get, so I don't.
Gotcha.
But that, and that's what was weird to me, because I heard about that. You had mentioned that. Oh, I got this email at, you know, 8 a.m. on Monday. I'm like, what the, you know, I didn't get this email. I'd like to go ahead and say, get my money back, but go ahead and just, you know, get single game tickets. And so then I started looking into that, and, you know, that's what I found. I think they had 3,000-ish. Tickets for that. I don't know if they put those away. I'm not sure.
It seems weird to me, though, that they would plead with people to just let them keep their money and then turn around and sell tickets to people that, like, that's what didn't sit well with me. And maybe that is just a logistical hiccup, but
I don't think they're going to make everybody happy. And, you know, people that have been longtime season ticket holders, I mean, that weren't going to qualify, which is, you know, which frustrates me a little bit, just, you know, and I've had season tickets for only like 10 years or whatever, but, you know, it's just people that don't pay a donation but are sitting in, you know, T or T20 or something.
Right,
and,
right.
You know, they don't make a donation, but they have 8 season tickets, and they probably actually pay half of the face value as well, mm-hmm. just because, you know, whatever, just whatever they have negotiated or, you know, I don't know. But I don't know how many people out there are like that. How long have you had your season tickets?
They've been in the family for a long, long time.
How long is that?
Oh, God. 70 years?
Did you say 7-0?
7-0.
Yeah.
So did in whenever they switched it over in you know,
we've had to move our seats a few times.
Oh, really?
Yeah, nothing crazy.
Did they say either, hey, you're going to pay the donation like in 1986 or we're going to move you?
I think it was when they were doing an expansion, and they did, you know, if you buy this amount of tickets and give up to this amount donation, you'll be grandfathered in, and your donation will not exceed, like, I think it's $1,500 a year, something like that.
To retain your ticket?
Right. But they've moved us, again, like I said, they've moved us a couple times. Like when they expanded the student section and moved it more towards the south end zone, we slid over two sections. Nothing crazy.
Yeah, I don't really know the backstory on, you know, I've heard that people moving, people are grandfathered in the whole Tennessee Terrace thing and blah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But I don't, you know, I do know where I sit. I'm just looking around and I've talked to some people that, you know, our grandfather and that guy sits a couple rows in front of me. Yeah, our grandfather, you know, played for General Neal, and they had the one time passed me down, and they passed it down to their 6-month-old, so they keep them in the family.
Right.
So I don't know how they managed to stay in that section. Maybe they did do the $1,500. I'm not sure about that.
Right.
Yep. Anyway,
thanks for the call, Jasper. Appreciate it. Let's go to Zach and grab him. He's been hanging tight. What's up, Zach?
What do you say, Houston, Nate, and Davey?
Morning, brother. Long time no talk.
Yeah, I've been listening to you guys, though. It's football time. Time for me to start. I was on my leadership rep, so I'm back.
There you go.
Great coverage on the coronavirus, guys, all year. Been listening loyally. Been enjoying the statistics, and I thought you guys really covered that well. We appreciate that coverage and enjoy listening every morning. Guys, you know, I've been banging this drum for a long time, but I think it goes back to when there's been a lot of conversation about the quarterback this year, and obviously you guys field a lot of calls on that. I think it comes back to the coaching staff. I'll just keep preaching that, is that, you know, we can't – they choose to keep putting out the quarterback that they think's the best. It's not his fault that, you know, it's kind of like I use the example, if I walked on the team and they said, you're the best, I'm obviously not. That's what they see in practice. But, you know, in game time, what we're seeing is a different story.
Mm-hmm.
And I think this year is really a make or break for we need to start, you're probably going to think I'm crazy, start evaluating some of Chaney's decisions. You know, look at, I know LSU had, Joe Brady, which was, you know, a great coordinator and probably one of the best players of all time. So it's a little unfair, but you know, these old school coordinators, can they still get the job done? That's what I want to know on the offense. Have you developed Garantano enough to make him a starter against South Carolina? And that's what we need to start, you know, thinking about as we go into forward. Now, if he looks gangbusters and plays well, I think that's what we're all praying and hoping, that he's going to be the quarterback that leads us to wins this year. But I also think if he's not, we've got to take a look at the staff.
Well, and my question too is, if he's out there and he's playing poorly, do you let him stay out there and dangle on the hook, or do you pull him like you did last year? Like I know you, maybe in the first game he's got a little bit of a longer lease. First game, you know, there's some unknowns about the offense, new players at receiver. I get that. But if it's, you know, third quarter and he's just junk, I hope they pull him. They showed last year that they do it. I hope that they are continuing to realize we have other options. If he doesn't have it, we're going to make a move. And Chaney said that this week at the quarterback club meeting. He said sometimes Garantano doesn't have it. We showed it last year. We'll pull him and put somebody else in there. Maybe for the rest of the game, maybe for a couple series. But if they leave him out there and it's horrible start to finish, yeah, there's going to be a lot of questions from me.
Yeah, but I think this year we've got more speed where we had, you know.
Agree.
We had Callaway and we had Jennings, which are great possession receivers. This year you've got a lot of speed, so I don't want any excuses from the offensive side of the ball, especially on the, you know, of course you could blame Tennessee for dragging their feet with this Cade May stuff. So anyway, guys, I know you're up against it. Thanks for letting me vent, and I will talk to you soon.
Awesome.
Take care.
Thanks, Zach. I'm sure we'll hear from you Saturday night after the game for VR. For those of you who are unaware, Volunteer Reaction will start the minute South Carolina, Tennessee goes final, or maybe a little bit early if it's out of hand one way or the other.
Hopefully for
11-ish, 11, I guess. Yeah. 18. Give or take.
Yeah. Yeah, something like that. Looking forward to it.
Late night.
Yep. It's going
to
be fun.
Got to get some energy drinks.
It'll be worth it. We'll come back. Final.
Frozen ice.
Segment hour two next. She was looking kind of dumb with her finger and her thumb in the shape of an L on her forehead. Final segment hour two is brought to you by the Knoxville TVA Employees Credit Union. Check them out online at tvacreditunion.com and become a member. And helping their members grow financially, moving upward and forward. For 86 years, now you can even earn rewards with your debit card when you use it as credit. Easy peasy. They got you covered for all your banking needs. It's the official credit union of 3 and Out, the Knoxville TVA Employees Credit Union. So coming up in hour 3, we're going to pick our do our team MVPs on Tennessee offense and defensive side. That should be interesting.
How did we do that last year? Did we go offense?
We did a four-round draft.
I wasn't here. I just got the scraps at the end.
We did a four-round draft. You have to pick two offense, two defense. You can take them anywhere you want.
Okay.
And we serpentine back and forth.
Gotcha.
So Fair enough. We can random number for pick slot. Be pretty easy.
We allowing quarterbacks or not?
Yeah.
All right.
I mean, it didn't work out last year.
Sheesh.
Just saying.
Low blow. Man,
there's multiple quarterbacks. Did anybody take JT Shrout in our fantasy league? Still available, isn't he?
I don't know.
Pretty sure he's out there. All you guys were mad because he kept getting sniped on Tennessee receivers late.
Yep. Thanks a lot, Charlie.
Mm-hmm.
Could not have been any more of a pain in the neck for me last night than Charlie Collier.
Are we going to get a surprise at receiver this year? Is like, I know Ramel Keaton's listed as a starter. Is he going to be like, oh, man, this guy's he's taking the next step. He's a stud. Or is he going to be like a true freshman? It's like Jalen Hyatt. Maybe he's not like catching a bunch of balls every game, but he's got, you know, a big play every other game.
Malachi Wideman in the red zone, maybe? Just lob it up there to him?
That'd be nice.
I'd like to have a surprise. Maybe Josh Palmer's just awesome.
We need some surprises. Been a while since we've – especially on offense.
I thought Eric Gray was a nice little surprise.
Yeah, but, I mean, he got called out by Kamara before the season.
No, that's true.
That kind of
– wasn't one game 40% of his rushing yards on the season?
Yeah.
I still thought he was – I mean, I thought he was good. He just wasn't fresh.
He was good. We just need a guy that, like, kind of surprises and helps us win a big game. Like, helps us win one of the – I mean, and he got more chances this year, really. He got, what, like 5 games that could go down, you know, Alabama, Georgia, Florida, A&M, Auburn. Like, if a guy – even if it's a freshman that, like, doesn't play much early, but, like, just balls out against Auburn and he win the game, like, that'd be awesome.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
That's what I'm looking for.
Winning against Auburn would be awesome.
You know what I mean.
I'm agreeing with you.
Just getting a complete surprise.
You going to draft a surprise?
Man, I haven't even thought about it. I'll have to stack my board. Oh, updating what you kind of gave me hell about yesterday. Think all those defensive backs we were talking about are back at practice. So,
told you.
Good to go there. That's why I was going to tell you not to worry about it. But you kept getting mad at me, saying I was like hinting at something.
Yeah, you were, but I think you were just wrong. They're back, baby.
No, they were back yesterday. So.
I know. I had good intel.
Mm.
Tank.
Yeah.
It might be my defensive MVP candidate, depending on who's on the board.
It would be nice if he was like, you know, is he wearing 14? Who's wearing 14?
I don't know. Keyshawn Lawrence is 14, I think, right? Tank's number 22.
Okay.
If I'm not mistaken, Keyshawn Lawrence, 14.
Maybe that was kind of a big deal, you know.
Agree.
Have to get used to these new numbers.
Yeah, 14, Keyshawn Lawrence, and quarterback Spencer Smith.
All right. Trayvon Flowers is number one. Another safety back there.
Is that that's a number switch for him, isn't it?
I think so, yeah. Bryce Thompson, zero. I'm going to remember that one. That one's easy.
Yep.
Lante's still two. Burrell's 4.
Same.
George's 5. And, yeah, that's all the corners. So, or all the top 4 corners. Man, we're so deep at corner.
Hey, we got some depth at a lot of positions.
It's good.
We'd have a little bit more if Greg Sankey would get off his ass and do his job.
Kind of surprised no one drafted T. Hodge with like the last pick last night. He could be the touchdown guy. He could be the new short yardage.
The crumb snatcher?
Yeah.
Who was that dude for the Panthers for years?
Oh.
Big dude.
Oh,
Tolbert?
Yeah, he was with the Chargers and then he went with the Panthers.
Tolbert.
Mike Tolbert.
He was a touchdown stealing fool.
You remember that Vikings guy I told you to pick up?
Yeah.
When we were at the other station?
Mm-hmm.
Ozzie or whatever? Ozzie, something like that?
Yeah, he had 3 touchdowns in my semifinal game.
4 yards for 3 touchdowns.
Mm-hmm. It's what it was. It was 3 carries, 4 yards, 3 touchdowns. Dominated that day. Oh, I forgot. We're not allowed to talk fantasy football. People don't like it.
That's true.
Just sitting here waiting on Greg Sankey.
T. Hodge is 44. Can we just play him at H-back?
I think with that number, that might be part of the plan. I think he was 44 in high school. But that does feel like a very H-back number.
He's 6'1", 215.
Can we bring Jeremy Banks in at fullback?
You got Crouch.
Fullback.
I think those guys are just too high on the depth chart now.
I mean, we know Jeremy Banks has hands. Can he play H-back? I think he's going to get too much run at linebacker, though.
That's what I'm saying.
He's a co-starter.
There's 3 guys that I think rotating for those 2 spots.
Callum brings up a really good question. Did anything ever come about from those 14 Gamecock players that jumped the walk-on?
Nope.
Nothing.
The latest is that they're still investigating.
Still investigating.
The police are.
I mean, it's video. It's pretty cut and dry.
Yep.
The footage. What are we doing?
I don't know.
How is that possible?
Good question.
How is that possible? They're beating the guy up. Did he go to the hospital?
I don't know. Kevon Bennett's 95.
It's your boy.
I'll look for him.
I think you'll see him.
All the defensive front starters, well, not all of them, but a lot of them are really high 90s. Huh. All right. Elijah Simmons still 51. That's Billy Stats wants him to play H-back at 6'2", 320.
I'd like him as a lead blocker. That'd be fine. You think Bryce Thompson's going to take one of the house in his hometown?
Punt return?
Yeah. Or pick 6. I don't care. Sawyer says, I know you didn't just say Banks has hands, LOL. What? He can catch. That's what I'm saying. He led the team in interceptions on defense. Didn't even know the ball was coming. Caught it. Now, after he catches it, you might have an issue there. I'm just saying, can he catch it and fall down? If he's in the end zone when he catches it, he can't fumble.
This is true.
One in Stripe says, Marion Barber III sniping TDs from Julius Jones in Dallas was frustrating.
Yeah, that was the worst.
And he also said that he has Kevon Bennett as a sleeper pick on the defense. At this point, I don't even think he's a sleeper. I just think
he's filling in for Taylor, so Taylor's role.
He's replacing Taylor.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Filling in. That's...
Yeah, I don't think he's going to be. We need him to ball out, show up.
He's fast. He's got a wide array of moves, is what they say.
Yeah.
Is he a little undersized?
A little bit, yeah.
That's okay.
That's all right.
Speed never had a bad day.
Mm-hmm.
It's science.
We'll come back with more. Stick with us right here as we kick off hour 3 talking college football on Fan Run Radio.